Hi, friend. What a privilege it is to pray for you every day. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse on this 27th day of September. I hope you're having an amazing day as we are ready to tackle the first part of Nehemiah chapter 10, verses 1 through 31. And this will be fun because this is a whole bunch of names again. And so you can just laugh alongside me or with me or at me as I attempt to read all of these names. So here we go. This is in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. Upon the sealed document are the names of Nehemiah the governor, son of Hakaliah, and Zedekiah, Sariah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Malkijah, Hattush, Shebaniah, Malach, Haram, Meramoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginnathon, Baruch, Meshullam, Abijah, Mejamin, Maziah, Bilgai, Shemaiah, these are the priests, and the Levites, Jeshua, son of Azaniah, Binui of the sons of Henadad, Kadmiel, and their associates, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Kalita, Peliah, Hanan, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zakur, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Bani, Beninu, the leaders of the people, Parosh, Pathan-Moab, Elam, Zatu, Bani, Bani, Asgad, Babai, Ajanai, Bigvai, Adin, Ater, Hezekiah, Azur, Hodiah, Hashem, Bazai, Harif, Anatoth, Nabai, Magpiosh, Meshullam, Hazir, Meshezabel, Zadok, Jadua, Pelatiah, Hanan, Aniah, Hoshe, Hananiah, Hasub, Halohesh, Pilha, Shobek, Rehum, Hashabna, Messiah, Ahaya, Hanan, Anan, Malak, Harim, and Bena. The rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, the temple servants, and all who had separated themselves from the peoples of the lands to adhere to the law of God, their wives, their sons, their daughters, all who have knowledge and understanding, join with their kin, their nobles, and enter into a curse and an oath, and to walk in God's laws, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord our God in his ordinances and his statutes. We will not give our daughters to the peoples of the land or take their daughters for our sons. We will, I just lost my place. And if the people of the lands bring in merchandise or any grain on the Sabbath day to sell, we will not buy it from them on the Sabbath day or on a holy day, and we will forego the crops of the seventh year and the exactation of every debt. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for the strength to read unfamiliar names. I really appreciate that. And thank you for humor. Thank you that Pray Every Day is not a scripted podcast. This is all just done live and I make mistakes. And so, Lord, I thank you so much that in our weakness and when we make mistakes, that you're greater than that. And that actually gives you an opportunity to shine through. And so I pray that that would happen today, that those listening today would be able to say, okay, yes, I make mistakes. And yet that's actually a crack that God can shine through much better. And so instead of berating ourselves or hitting ourselves over the head for those mistakes, help us just to rest, to cease striving and know that you are God. You will be exalted in the nations. You will be exalted in the earth. And it's not dependent on us being perfect, but it's dependent on your perfection. It's dependent on your power and your ability to have your glory go forth throughout the earth without our help. You are so kind to use your people and to have us be partners in the kingdom with you. I'm really humbled by that, Lord, because you could just do it all yourself, and yet you partner with us as the church to reach the nations with your message of hope and goodwill and kindness and all of the things that you are, Lord. And we get to be a part of that. It's such a holy privilege. Help us to view our lives not as just, you know, ticking things off to-do lists, but as partnering with you for kingdom work, and how humbling that is and how beautiful it is that you would even choose to use us. So thank you for that today, Lord. And that's not probably what I was intending to pray, but that's how we landed today. And I just thank you that through your Holy Spirit, you're igniting me and inspiring me to pray the words that others need to hear. And so thank you for doing that. And I trust you that you have done that today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by a new sponsor. Her name is Doris Swift, and she has got a podcast as well. And so I know that you guys like to listen to podcasts because you're obviously listening to this one, but hers is called The Fierce Calling Podcast. And the tagline for it is, because every woman of God has a fierce calling. Isn't that powerful? So every week she talks with different women about their fierce callings. Also, if you go to her website, DorisSwift.com, it's S-W-I-F-T, she has a couple of really cool freebies. So she has one free ebook that's called Step Out of Your Doubt and Into Your Calling. And you can get this absolutely free. And so if you feel like you just need some insight on how God has called you and what to do next, you can get that there. She also has a 2-page fear-fighting Bible verse printable available, and another free copy called Goodbye Regret Bible Study Guide and Prayer Journal. And this will also open you up to receive a bunch of inspirational posts from her via email. So, Doris, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And I wish you the best on your podcast. And I thank you so much for really highlighting the calling of women in this world. Super important. Thank you so much.